Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. Lake steals second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. Binks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Binks moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Binks moves to third. Fain moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullenbine hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Binks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Joost scores. Binks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Tigers. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Binks moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. Kell moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Bob Savage now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Kell scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a line drive towards first. Fain reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Lake attempting to get to second, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball towards left. Wakefield settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wakefield. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Binks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Savage juggles the ball. That's an error on Savage. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Wirtz moves to second. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Evers reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 3 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Pat Cooper pinch hits for Bob Savage. Pat Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.